This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's cabinet on Wednesday approved a temporary ceasefire with the Hamas militant group that is expected to bring the first halt and fighting in a devastating six-week war and win freedom for dozens of hostages held captive in the Gaza Strip in exchange for the release of Palestinians detained in Israeli prisons. The Israeli government said that under the deal, Hamas is to free at least 50 of the roughly 240 hostages it is holding in the Gaza Strip over a four-day period. Ahead of Wednesday morning's cabinet vote, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that Israel would resume its offensive against Hamas after the ceasefire expires. It was not immediately clear when the truce would go into effect. North Korea says it has put a military spy satellite into orbit on its third attempt. The North Space Authority said the launch vehicle placed a satellite into orbit Tuesday night. The North could not be independently confirmed immediately. Observers doubt whether the satellite is advanced enough to perform military reconnaissance, but the launch still invited strong condemnation from the United States and its partners because the UN bans North Korea from conducting satellite launches, calling them covers for tests of missile technology. The White House says it's very concerned that Iran may be providing ballistic missiles to Russia for use in the war against Ukraine. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says it would be a disastrous development for the Ukrainian people if that were to happen. Kirby says Iran has already been providing weaponry to Russia, but he noted a September meeting in which Iran showed off a range of ballistic missile systems to Russia's defense minister. Kirby's warning comes as President Joe Biden